Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Please, you have come in and have a seat at the breakfast table. You are invited. We welcome you. Enjoy the meal. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Want to draw your attention this morning, amen, to the book of St. James, chapter number 5 and verse number 17. And it reads like this. It says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We simply want to title our lesson today, amen, Oh, When People Pray. Oh, When People Pray. Beloved, we have been studying on the theme of prayer power for the last few weeks. Glory be to God. Amen. And in our scripture this morning, and also in several other scriptures in the Bible, in particular in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 18, it provides a graphic description of the prayers of Elijah, as I just read in your hearing. Glory be to God. Now, beloved, it is important for you to realize that when Elijah made a declaration to King Ahab that there would be no rain, as he did, you can read that in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. The scriptures did not reveal that Elijah had spent a lot of time praying earnestly that it would not rain. The scriptures only reveal Elijah appearing on the spiritual and political scene of Israel at a very critical time in the history of the nation. It was a time when the nation was in a great dilemma. The covenant children of God was torn between the worship of Baal and the worship of Jehovah. They was torn between two lovers. Amen. As I like to put it, as I preached a classic sermon years ago, torn between two lovers. Amen. You love God and you love this thing too. Amen. This is where the children of Israel was. Amen. They was torn between Baal and they was torn between Jehovah. Ahab, who was the king of Israel, had married Jezebel. See, and Jezebel was the daughter of Ethbaal, and he happened to be the king of Zidon. Now the Zidons worship Baal. So Jezebel came into Israel with all her gods, with a small g. And as queen, she had wooed her husband Ahab as most women don't realize the influence that they have as women. Okay, we saw it with Adam and Eve. Okay, here we see it with Jezebel and Baal and Jezebel and her husband Ahab. She used her powers. She used her magic, and she influenced her husband to worship Baal. See, and a lot of men, they try to be strong, but they just so weak, especially if they're not holding on. Matter of fact, our strength is in God. Amen. Without God, there is no strength. Amen. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Amen. And so she turned to her husband, and now he began, amen, to worship Baal. And because he was the leader, beloved, the whole nation turned away from Jehovah, who happened to be the only one and true living God. And so we read this, beloved, in the scriptures. Let us begin. Let's just look at a couple verses here, starting in verse 31. And it reads, and it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jehoram, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, and he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. He made the Lord angry. The Lord was fierce. See, because here he was the king, the leader. He had influence on the people. He could have, the people follow the leader. And here the leader is turning to Baal instead of turning to Jehovah. And this was the condition of the nation when Elijah came up. They was in a bad place. Glory be to God. They was lukewarm. They was standing in the fire in the fierce of God. The nation was in a great state of confusion because of the worship of Baal. And it was at this time that Elijah appeared on the scene, and Elijah came declaring the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. And we read here, it says, as we continue to read, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be nor dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now, we're going to come back and spend some time on this. Glory be to God. You notice Elijah didn't say according, amen, hallelujah, to God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here he is, the mouthpiece for God. See, we are the mouthpiece for God, beloved. This is why God is in need of you. We are his mouth. We are his feet. We are his hands. We are his eyes. He says, according to my word. Beloved, we got to realize that it is that according to the book of James, Elijah prayed earnestly that it not rain, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. That's a long run. That's a long run, beloved. We talking about some 42 months where it was no rain. Nowhere. Plants wasn't getting no rain. The pets and animals wasn't getting no rain. Deer Park wasn't getting no rain. Poland Springs wasn't getting no rain. Come on, somebody. There was no rain. But later he prayed for rain, and the Bible tells us that the heavens gave forth rain. It does not reveal how intensively Elijah prayed to hold back the rain. It doesn't tell us if he prayed one simple prayer, if he prayed for weeks, if he prayed for months. It doesn't say. But it does tell us how intensively Elijah prayed for the release of the rain. Glory be to God. Let us read, beloved, in verse number 30. And it says this, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. and all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arise a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Amen, amen, amen. The Lord God, he is good. So, beloved, we see here that in this prayer that Elijah was praying, amen, in the power of prayer, and the frequency of prayer, and the sincerity of prayer. And as we'll be talking a little bit more about the different types of prayer, there's more than one type of prayer. But Elijah here, and the reason that his prayer was so effective, that he was enforcing a covenant promise regarding the heavens. He was enforcing the judgment written. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, they was caught up in the middle. Glory be to God. They was caught between their past and their future. Anybody ever been there? Maybe I'm talking to some of you right now. You're caught in between your past and your future. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the old folks would say, between a rock and a hard place. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God had entered into this covenant with them. See, and in this covenant, God made it explicitly clear to them that if they would obey his voice and if that they would serve him, God promised that he was going to open their heavens and he was going to send down rain so that they would prosper. However, God also made it very clear that if they would not obey him, that he would shut up the heavens and their ground was going to be barren and there would be no rain at all. And we can read it in verse number 13, beloved. And it's and the word of the Lord reads like this. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto the commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou may gather in thy corn, thy wine, and thy oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou may eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth thee. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 13, beloved. Beloved, these terms of the covenant that God spoke through Moses were the prayers that Elijah was enforcing. He was enforcing the word. See, you got to pray the word. You got to know the word. We got to stop making excuses for not knowing the word. The word of God works when we work it. You have to pray the word. Elijah knew the word. He knew what the Lord had said about holding back the rain if they was disobedient. He knew what the Lord had said about sending the rain if they was walking in obedience. He knew it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And here, beloved, he was enforcing it. Hallelujah. Elijah prayed earnestly that it would not rain in accordance with the terms of the covenant. Beloved, God will honor his word. If it's in the book, it is sealed. God will honor his word above his name. This is, how could Elijah, amen, be so effective? Because he prayed the word. Glory be to the living God. The children of Israel had turned aside and they were worshiping Baal. So Elijah prayed that God will shut up the heavens, and that is what happened. Because God already said it in the book here of Deuteronomy that that's what God was going to do. And since they wanted to be obedient, this is another form, as we spoke with you over the last couple of days about how Abraham stood in the gap as the great intercessor. This is another form of Elijah standing in the gap for the mercies of God, or the mercies of the children, for the ignorance of the children, the disobedience of the children. Lord, don't kill them all. See, because God is a God of justice. God must punish sin unless somebody's standing in the gap. Come on, somebody. Gotta hold it up. Gotta hold it up. Gotta hold it up. Give you another day. Give you another chance. Give you another opportunity. Oh, he's such a good God. The heavens were shut for 3.5 years. The intensity with which he prayed for the heavens to open after he heard the prophetic word was the same intensity that he prayed for the heavens to be shut. Beloved, Elijah was a man of supernatural faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He walked in faith. Oh, he didn't waver. Glory be to God. He wasn't playing. Reminds me of our brother Abraham when the Bible tells us that Abraham was fully persuaded. He was fully convinced that God could do what God said he was going to do. He didn't blink an eye. And Elijah knew that he had power over the elements. I come to tell you that you got power over your elements. Jesus spoke to the water. Huh? Command, peace, be still. The Lord has given you power over your elements. He said, if you have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain. Literally. A lot of people don't think that's literal. They always want to replace the, you know, the mountain for, you know, your health and your money, all that too. But I believe you can literally speak to Mount Everest, baby, and tell it to slide to the side. Because you have power over the elements. And here Elijah prayed, amen, he called down rain, amen, and the boy called down fire. Now, you know he bad. Shoo. He called down rain and fire. You want it hot or you want it wet? Huh? Glory be to God. The script is declared, beloved. This is the part here that I want you to get. Amen. We may have to do a two-part on this. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the part I really want you to get. That Elijah was a man of passions like you and I. Wasn't nothing super different about Elijah? Wasn't nothing different about him? He didn't have no superpowers in himself. He was a man born of a woman. Okay? He lived in a body. He had a spirit. He had a soul. It wasn't nothing super about him. If you looked at him, he was another man. But one thing he did, and one thing you got to learn how to do if you want to get power with God, if you want to stop living on the opposite side and at the bottom of the food chain, if you want to stop talking about what the devil is doing, and want to glorify what your Lord has done, if you want to walk in that power, you got to do, amen, like Elijah did. What did Elijah do, Pastor? He prayed earnestly. This means that he prayed with intensity, and he prayed with persistence. Intensity. Yeah, he was sweating, baby. He was putting it in. He wasn't looking at his clock or cell phone. He wasn't picking up no phone. We know they didn't have a phone back then, but my point is this, that he was not allowing any interruptions, any satanic interruptions, any type of interruption. You know that Jesus, when he went to pray, Jesus went off to himself. You couldn't find Jesus until after the prayer was over. Why? Because he didn't want no interruptions. Oh, the devil going to interrupt you. Huh? Glory be to God. Write this down, beloved. Write this down this morning. When Elijah prayed with intensity and persistence, it is persistence that will break resistance. Write that down this morning because somebody needs to know it. Because he gave up already. Persistence will break resistance. Your persistence in prayer will break the devil's, amen, resistance. Yeah, he coming up against you. Yeah, he bringing the big boys, the granddaddy demons. Glory be to God. Yeah, they're orchestrating strategy, amen, plotting and scheming, how they going to take you down, take you out, cause you to get weary, cause you to throw in the towel, cause you to turn your back on God. That's part of the game. That's part of life. That's part of our Christian walk. Don't be surprised. The devil, of course, you think he's going to let you slide on in? I mean, like, really? If there's no resistance in your life, beloved, I would challenge you, amen, to question your salvation. We read about it in Ephesians chapter 6, about the spiritual warfare all throughout the word, the devil walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. All right, so what? What's next? Yeah, he's going to put up some resistance, but greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. But it's not automatic. We just want to sit back in our rocking chair talking about how we got more power than the devil. Yes, you do, but you're not implementing your power. Elijah had more power, but what did Elijah do? He prayed. What did Jesus do? He prayed. We can stop right there. We can stop calling names right there. You must be persistent in your prayer life. You got to pray more than one prayer. Jesus is the God of Gethsemane. He prayed the same prayer 3 times. You got to be persistent. I love my friend, Pastor Suzette. Amen. Pastor, she was telling me when we talk, amen, we talk about whatever the situation is, and she said, let's pray one more prayer. Let's pray one more prayer. Beloved, that needs to be your motto. Let's pray one more prayer. I prayed yesterday, prayed day before, last month, last week. I'm persistent. Why? Because the devil's persistent. He ain't gave up. I ain't going to give up. Every time he come at me, I'm going to come at him with the word in prayer. I want you to write that down. I want you to meditate on it. I want you, amen, that's going to bring deliverance to somebody's house today. Persistence breaks resistance. Your persistence in prayer, fervent prayer, glory be to God, earnest prayer, intense prayer is going to break the devil's resistance. He can't do nothing with you. He can't do nothing with you but back the heck out. But back the heck out. Huh? Even if it did take 21 days, Daniel, even if it did take 21 days, Elijah, I'm going to show you this and we're going to close here. We'll pick up here later on this week, the Lord's willing. So, beloved, when the word of the Lord came to him that God was going to send rain on the earth, after he prayed, the Bible tells us that he went up to the top of Mount Carmel. Now, check this out. I got a whole sermon on this. Lord help me, amen, that I don't give them the whole sermon, amen, because I don't have time to give you the whole sermon. Amen. Glory be to God. Elijah, glory be to God, put his face between his knees and he began to travail in prayer. Now, when you first read that, you might say, wow, grown man putting his head between his knees. What's up with him? Ain't no, what are you, a crybaby? What's up with him? Seems like an awkward position, doesn't it? But he took a birth position. He took a birth position. Why? Because he was giving birth. Let me tell you something. Your prayers will bring birth to some stuff. Glory be to God. Your prayers will bring about some stuff that haven't been seen before. Amen. Haven't been here before. God will create something new for you. Amen. Because of your fervent prayer life. Glory be to God. He took a birth position. Because he was giving birth. Yes, yes, you, mister. You have a womb in the spirit. Ah, my God, my God, my God. The prophecies and the promises of God had to be birthed through strong prayers. God's prophecies have to be birthed, beloved. They're not automatic. They are birthed through persistent prayers. They are birthed through prevailing prayers. Write this down, too. You've heard me say this for the last couple of weeks. Amen. Don't take it for granted. Write this down. Nothing happens until someone prays. Are we just going to wait? Okay, you going to wait? Who praying? Who praying? Well, we ain't got to pray. I think you do. Well, it's in God's word right here. I know it's in God's word. Amen. You got to pray. You got to, amen, travail in prayer for this thing. You have to give birth to this thing. That's where the people of God miss it. It seems like a small thing, but because it's in the word of God, we think we don't have to pray about it. Didn't he say you have not because you ask not? Prayer
moves God. Prayer moves God. Prayer moves God. And Pastor Debbie came yesterday, amen, hallelujah, broke that down for us, glory be to God, activating our faith in prayer. Pray believing. If you not going to pray believing, you ain't praying. You ain't praying. Are you just chitter-chatting with yourself? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me show you this one last point. One last point. Hey, glory be to God. So Elijah goes up to the mountain, put his face between his knees. Amen. Glory be to God. He sends his servant out. He told his servant, go check on the rain. Go check on the rain. He had already prayed. See if you see any signs of the rain. The servant went. Now, remember, this was a three-day journey. It's not like, you know, the servant went to the living room window and peeped out. It was a three-day journey for that servant to go and check and come back and tell Elijah, nah, it ain't no signs of rain. Ain't no signs of the rain. Check this out. Another thing about prayer power. Elijah did not accept a negative report. Ah, my God, somebody better write that down this morning. He didn't accept the negative report. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When Joshua and Caleb, amen, they went out to spy. Y'all remember they went out to spy the land for the to see what was going on. And 10 of them came back talking about the size of the giants. Amen. And 2 of them came back talking about the size of the grapes. Glory be to God. Beloved, you cannot accept the negative report. You have to guard your ear gates. The only thing you want going into your ear gates is faith. And positivity is something that's uplifting. You stay around all that negative conversation and feedback, look, you're going to be just like that. As a man thinketh, so is he. Because all that conversations, amen, hallelujah, it forms your thinking. That's why the Bible tells us to meditate on his word day and night, because that's what God wants you to think about. Think on these things, things that are lovely, honest, virtuous, a good report. He tells you what to think about. It's a reason for God telling you what to think about. Because if you think about all this stuff that's going on the news, and if you want to stay engrossed in that, glory be to God, then you become a part of that. Glory be. But he didn't take the negative report. So guess what he did, beloved? He told his servant to go 7 times. Now, it was a 3-day journey. He sent his servant 7 times. 7 times 3 is 21. Boy, it's something about that number 21. It's something about that number 21. Daniel, amen, hallelujah. His angel was in spiritual warfare for 21 days. We see here Elijah sent his servant back 7 times, 21 days. But beloved, they tell us it takes about 21 days, amen, to make a new habit. Amen. God is preparing you for your new season. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But on the 7th time, somebody say on number 7. Somebody say number 7. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The servant came back and told Elijah that he saw just a little cloud. Somebody say little. The spy is not small beginnings. So turn around and tell your neighbors, the spy is not small beginnings. So he said, I see a cloud, but it ain't much. I got some money here, but it ain't much. I got a little this. I got a little food. What did the widow woman tell Elijah? Elijah. She said, I got a little food, but it ain't much. It's just enough for me and my son to eat and die. Huh? What about the two ladies, the widow woman that gave the 2 pence to Jesus? I got a little money, but it ain't much. Somebody say little is much if God is in it. And our labor is not in vain. Amen. The servant came back and said, I see just a little cloud. It ain't big either. It's shaped like a man's fist. Glory be to God. For 21 days, beloved, Elijah was in persistent prayer. He was engaged in the heavens, and he was demanding that the word of the Lord will come to pass. Glory be to God. And the servant came back after 21 days, and I see a cloud the size of a man's hand.
a negative response. But Elijah held unto the word of the Lord. So turn around and tell your neighbor, hold on. So turn around and say, don't give up. Don't get weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap, if ye faint not. Elijah held on to the Lord's word. Elijah continued to pray, even though it was a negative response. A lot of times people want to quit the prayer meeting, quit the church, quit this, that, that, because, amen, their answers haven't turned around. Guess what? Elijah kept praying for 21 days, even though it was a negative report. And guess what? Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church. Got to hear your cry. There was a manifestation of the prophetic word after Elijah being up on the mountain for 21 days. Woo! Beloved, the prayers of Elijah are very inspirational because they encourage us to apply spiritual principles that work. All the time. All the time. Glory be to God. The servant told Elijah, I see a cloud like the fist of a man. Now check this out, beloved, because somebody need to write this down too. The hand of a man was moving the hand of God. Woo! Will make you want to slap the devil. And you think your prayers don't accumulate to nothing? And you think you wasting your time and you too busy? Put some time in prayer? And here we see the hand of a man, Elijah, was moving the hand of God to bring the purposes of God into manifestation. Write this down too. You got your pencil? I hope you do. Don't never come to any of my sessions without a pencil, because we gonna get something. Now, it's up to you if you're going to receive it, because God will open the eyes of your understanding. Nothing happens until someone prays. Nothing happens until someone prays. Our economy, our president, our streets, our young people. Nothing happens until someone prays. And God can do nothing for humanity until someone prays. Oh, we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. I am not out of words. Amen. But I'm out of time. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for Elijah. We thank God for his example. We thank God. Amen. But let me tell you something. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. What God did for Elijah, amen, this was prior to Christ's advent, glory be to God. This was prior to the resurrection. This was prior to, amen, of the Holy Spirit, a tabernacle with us. This was prior to that, and God moved like that, glory be to God, in the life of Elijah because he was a praying man. And you gonna tell me what God won't do for you? But we've been bamboozled, hoodwinked, run amok, and led astray. And the devil has convinced so many of God's people, let somebody else pray. Yeah, call up, put that on the prayer line. Please call us and put it on the prayer line. We'll take your prayer request, but God wants you to know that you have a responsibility in prayer too. You can't keep shoving it off. That's for babies. God wants us to grow up. He wants to send you to the mall now. He wants to send you on the mission now. He wants it's time to grow up. See? And how do we do that? By developing a persistent prayer life. Elijah sent down the rain and the fire. Beloved, let me tell y'all this. It's a reason why God tells you to love your enemies and don't curse them. You ever thought about that? You want to know why? Because you got the power to do it. If you put a curse on somebody, they're cursed. But God don't want you to do that because you also reap what you sow. See, that's a whole teaching in itself. But I just want you to know, the same way, glory be to God, those witches and warlocks are sending curses your way, and the curse causes will not come. I mean, if you got an open door and a witch has sent a curse to your house, that curse is coming in. Because the curse causes will not come. It's a teaching all in itself. When we start teaching, pick up back on our spiritual warfare training. But I want you to know that as a child of God, go into Psalms. Go into Psalms and do some reading. Look, let me tell you something. And the devil knows it. They are literally afraid of the knowledge that you know and implement. See, for it's one thing for you to know it. It's another thing for you to be about it. The devil ain't concerned about you praying that type of prayers. Because, you number one, you don't even know you got the power to do it. Anytime Elijah could send down, hold up rain for 3.5 years, send down rain for 3.5 years, and send down fire. Anytime Joshua could speak and the sun stood still for 24 hours, you've got to be kidding. We just don't know who we are. We just don't know who we are. Let me encourage you today. If you're a born-again believer, don't stop praying. And you may have an active prayer life. Good. Bump it up. I pray 3 times a day. Good. Do 3.5. Matter of fact, beloved, if you do this thing right, it's not a position of the body. It's a position of the heart. You can pray all day like I'm learning to do. And a 12-hour period, to be honest with you, and I say this in all humility, I might pray about 10. And I'm trying to get it to 12. Why? Because I'm praying while I'm washing the dishes. I'm praying while I'm walking to the corner store. I'm praying while I'm driving. I'm praying while I'm waiting on you. Matter of fact, I'm praying while I'm talking to you. You talking and I'm praying. Why? Because we ought to always pray. I need to pray to see what I'm going to say next to you. Huh? God wants us to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. How you going to have wisdom, beloved, and you not don't have a prayer life? How you going to know which way to go and you don't have... Let me share this quick testimony. One of our prayer partners, I'm going to let her come. We're going to have her open up the lines before the month is over. I'm going to have her come and share. And I was in the car. We was out doing some missionary work last week. Went to the nursing home to do some missionary work. She said... Pastor Bradford, the lady called in. She said, I want you to hear her testimony. So she put the lady on speaker. The lady shared her testimony. The lady was in Aldi supermarket last week in the line to check out with her groceries. She forgot something in the aisle. So she ran back to grab the onions or whatever it was she had to get. And that quick, soon as she turned around to run back, the person in front of her had pulled out a gun and shot the man that was standing in front of her. Shot the man in Aldi supermarket. The moment she stepped away to run back, amen, to grab the onions or whatever it was. And you going to tell me it ain't important to pray? Now, I don't know if the man lived or died. Glory be to God. We know that everybody that was in the line got free food that day. They just told them to leave. They just told them to take the carts, amen, and get out the store. So there were some happy families that day, amen. But my point is this, beloved. Quick stuff happens. Now, what happens if she hadn't turned around, if her angel hadn't turned her around to go back down the aisle to grab whatever she had to grab? And you're going to tell me that you don't want to pray. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying, church. God's going to hear your cry. For the Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying, church. Don't stop praying, church.
Don't stop praying, church. God's going to answer you. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today, and we give your name praise, glory, and honor. God, we thank you for showing us all throughout the Bible that prayer works. Prayer works, Father, but we get lazy when it's time to pray. We don't want to pray. We want to sleep instead of praying. We want to watch TV, social media, Father, gossip, just staring in the air. That's not doing nothing. Talking about negativity, talking about this, talking about that. Father God, help us to be persistent. Help us to put more time in. Help us, Father God. Help us. It's really not the quality, hallelujah. It's not the quantity. It's the quality of prayer. Earnest prayer. Sincere prayer. Help us, Father. Help us. Help us not to stop. Jesus didn't stop, and he was Jesus. We see Elijah didn't stop. You took him straight up. Lord, we want to pray until we go straight up. God, what a beautiful thing when the rapture comes, where we be caught up in prayer. Woo! My God, Suki Suki. Thank you for the power of prayer, Father. Thank you for prayer power. Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, premature death, incidents, accidents, even mechanical malfunctions, Father. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror at night, Father, hallelujah, because we live in your house, Father, and we thank you for hiding us, Father, under the shadow of your wings, and we thank you for divine protection. We ask that you would send healing to somebody's house today. Somebody's sick in their body. Somebody's sick in their mind. Somebody's sick in their finances. Somebody's sick in their relationship. Father, you're the healer. You're the healer. And we ask that you would send your word and heal them on today. Father, remember our listening audience around the globe. If there's somebody listening today, Father God, who do not know you and a partner of their sins, but they really want to know you. They want to know, because everybody ought to know who Jesus is. They want to know you, Father. Father God, as they come to you this morning, right now, we ask that you would hear their prayers of confession as they confess their sins and receive Jesus Christ in their hearts as Lord and Savior. Thank you that the invitation is still open. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, as we come to the altar prayer today, to pray at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we pray for a special anointing upon the prayer warriors and intercessors. Father God, bless them. Father, the enemy wants them so bad. He wants them so bad because they're intercessors. They're standing in the gap. They're such a, it's the highest calling. We found out that it's the highest calling in your kingdom. It's belittled in man's sight, but it's the highest calling in your kingdom. And so surely the devil wants to, Father God, take them out. But Father God, we say not so. We say not so in Jesus' name. So we say thank you, Father God, for meeting us there. We pray for all the ministry partners, each and every one, Father God, of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and other ministries, Father God, that are serving you in spirit and truth and our families. And we say thank you and we bless you and we praise you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that it cannot, will not, and shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a good day, a lovely day, a fantastic day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message, oh my friend, for you. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. Jesus said it, so I know it's true. What did he say? He said, look at me, my brother lives. Look to Jesus now and believe. I share it's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and live. Now let me tell you what happened when this song came about. Brother in our church, my pastor's brother, laid on the hospital bed, on the hospital operating table and died. His heart exploded in his chest. Doctors came out and told us that we lost him after we had prayed and God had sent word through Pastor Benny that there would be no death. And he's dead with his heart outside of his body. No blood going through his system. 7 minutes lay dead as they come to explain to us that they lost him. His heart exploded. We sent the doctors back in there and told them God said no death. Laid hands on 3 Jewish doctors, sent them back in. Oh, I'm about to explode here. I'm about to explode. Laid hands on them, put oil on them, rubbed their hands down, sent them back in there. They said, no, you're going through denial. No, we're not. God said, no death. He's not dead. Go back in there, put his heart back in his body. They went and put his heart back in. They said they were just doing to find out what they may have done wrong. Because he was gone. 7 minutes, no blood, no oxygen, heart outside of his body on another apparatus. Put his heart back in, sewed all the things up, funneled blood back through the heart, nothing happened. Doctors put his hand down, pushed, and the blood and the heart start beating all by itself. To make a long story short, he's a wonder, you know. To make a long story short, got back to church the next day, and you can imagine we had service like nobody else. And the song we sang, my pastor called me up and said, sing the song. Because he had died, come back to life again. So I said, look and live. Come on now. My brother lives.
Sing it for
us. Look to Jesus now. Oh, 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 oh. It's recorded.
My church right now.
All right.
It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. And it's holy that you look and live. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hey, Donnie, come here. Now, remain standing, please. I want you to sing it one more time. I want the choir and the whole host of the Lord here to sing with you that chorus that you just do. And sing that hallelujah part. Every time you sing hallelujah, man, that anointing just hits this place. So do it again.
Oh, God have mercy here. Come on, sing. Look at me.
It's recorded in his word.